What is the physical access other than...
Well, I would say maintaining public access is going to start getting important. Because it used to be you could just walk down. Mm-hmm. And more and more is going to get... As it builds up, it's going to be harder to get to the water. Because it used to be you could go... Well, you could walk through anybody's property and get down there.
I think
Fisher Plow is the only one that had a fence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you only go to the public landing to walk? Or can you go? I mean, folks don't know. And then there's Middle Pierre, and, you know, we have lots of access to water here, even Sandy
Walking
Beach.
Down to Journey's End.
Yeah. Or to the fish pier. So I think that needs to be...
That park up on North Street's nice. Mm-hmm. You never see anybody in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Physical access, signage, maintaining public access is important.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just hit each, we'll just kind of go down each topic
area.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that makes sense, right? How about, so there's...
Visual access, we're having a fight right now in town over, does visual access mean just being able to see where the harbor is or being able to see across it?
So maybe I'll ask you guys that question. What do you think?
You're talking about the yachting solutions?
Yeah. There's a fight going on about if boats that are too big come into the harbor, that they block the view of the harbor. Personally, I don't think boats in a harbor are capable of blocking the view.
Yep. So I think we put visual access in there as a discussion point, obviously, and that is one element of public access.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I hear you saying is it might be important to try to define what we mean by visual access.
And there's some great spots of high ground visibility, like the North End Park above the beach, Merrill Park above Town Landing. We do have some high areas where there's public view looking out to the harbor.
As a slight aside, that spot just past U-Rock that's owned by Stuart Smith that he finally cleared off. Every time I drive past that, it makes me so happy that that has been done, because I've been looking at that for the last 8 years. Like, I know there's an amazing view there, and it just looks all weedy and it looks horrible.
But it's going to be built by somebody.
Anything's better than nothing. It's just a major improvement. Just something like that. I don't know what got him to do that, but
he was going to build another hotel. Oh no, Samoset. He was going to lease that to Samoset, and they were going to build a hotel.
But I think like he just cleaned it out because one of the houses down there had a major sewer. Septic.
Yeah, but he cleaned it up to lease it so that he could rent it.
We get this information.
I think all of his area just had Corey.
Yeah. Knocking all of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
So,
yeah, just a one point. You remember when you're making these sort of definitions, visual access and so on, they need to be consistent with the state, or else you'll just run into a big problem there, should anybody contest it. I've found that the state is very happy with claiming that they, have supremacy over they outrank your municipal order if it's not consistent with theirs. Mm-hmm. It can be as consistent, can be stricter, can't be weaker, and also it has to include more or less the same variables.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd really urge that, because Samarok, its visual access was a major reason why it was turned down, because they were going to have a boatyard or boats right alongside the Rockland breakwater.
Mm-hmm.
And they hired a consultant, visual consultant. The state didn't like it, said do it again, and they did it again, and they showed that they couldn't. There was an irreplaceable view there. Yeah, the big quiet place. But anyway, that's the point.
You could not put boats behind a breakwater in a harbor. That's what they proved.
Yeah, well, they proved it. All right.
A historic breakwater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a breakwater that's designed to protect the harbor, and you try to put boats behind it, and people say, oh, no, that'll ruin it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we also talking about access? Any other thoughts on
Samarok?
I think we can move off.
How about money management? harbor layout, or what I'm going to do for this discussion, is I can maybe zoom out on this one just so we can at least see a larger map, although we don't have to get into a lot of detail. But I also have it on there if we want to write on it. But thinking about mooring management, harbor layout, you know, channel areas, any topic areas, any sort of issues that you guys see, opportunities that you think about in your experience that we want to make sure we consider.
Mm-hmm.
Jump in.
Well, Lerman Cove has a lot of geological issues. I mean, that's really would be the best place to have a deep inner harbor, but it would require dredging and blasting and also reclaiming some of the old piers that are there below the Apprentice Shop and just beyond Knights. And there used to be more of a harbor in there than there is now. But it would be very difficult to rebuild because you're talking about filling in parts of the harbor over ledge.
Yep.
There's trestles out there over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's you try to say it's grandfathered in. It all used to already be there. Can't we just put it back? But that would be it'd be great to have more of a useful harbor in there.
More of a useful harbor in the Lerman Cove area?
No.
No, Richard?
No. What?
Well, no, what you was talking about.
Are you talking about like
north of Snow?
You're talking about over here, though.
Yeah, north of all the way back in there, next to the
See, Matt, I'm learning about where all the parts of the harbor are.
Because that's the most protected part of the harbor.
Yeah, like
the breakwater was built to protect the kilns that used to be there.
Hmm.
If you don't know, Sam is a bit of a historian.
All right. Okay.
Other comments? Thoughts?
Well, my thought's always been that I don't know why we would ever give up that basin to yachting solutions.
We already gave it up to a bank.
Yeah, to a bank, and we gave it up to a gentleman that doesn't take care of it necessarily, and now we're facing that again. But I don't think you give up. So you fight to keep that
Well, at the time, I think a lot of this happened. The business of Rockland was not at the forefront.
Yeah. Are we looking at long term stuff?
I think what the question is, we're not looking at solving any issues tonight. We're looking at just throwing out ideas that we can talk about. So if it's a long term sort of, hey, Harbor Committee, we think a long term thing you should be looking at might be whatever. That's a great question.
Ron, you have a question?
Yeah, a quick one, and that is, it seems that you have the water alongside the breakwater as a mooring field. Is it one, or is it simply...
No, I think that was something that was
intersection
already
of
listed,
that
and I put it there more of a discussion point. So what on this map, all we're trying to do is, with the exception of this, which is more for discussion purposes, but all we're trying to do is reflect existing...
We don't have any moorings all the way down there. It's just a mooring area. There are a few moorings, like where the Mohegan used to moor up, more towards where the sand pit is at Jameson Point. There's a handful of moorings right there.
Right.
But you also have to know there's a cable that comes off Jameson Point, sort of parallel to breakwater, and then goes up to the light. So obviously, we're not going to stick a mooring on top of a cable. That's not obviously the best place to put a mooring.
Put a mooring, no. You don't want to drop a heavy stone on a cable.
And the row is kind of long.
Yeah.
This mooring field comes over this way.
Okay.
But it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't parallel.
So
it's not like that.
Not like that. Okay, it's more of a boxy area. I see that.
The only area that we thought that we could expand mooring field in Rockland Harbor, because obviously you can't really expand into the federal anchorages, and it's also neat to note that the blue shaded area to that left is the only. Federal anchorage area within our mooring fields, and it's a special anchorage. Different rules come into play when you have special anchorages versus just a regular mooring field. For instance, the Coast Guard is going to be sending out a marine information pamphlet about, you know, what types of day shapes you're supposed to have when you're at a mooring and not in a, you know, not in a designated area like negotiated areas. So it's just, I want to do some homework before we do make any decisions on things like that.
Mm-hmm. But almost all of that's an owl's head, right?
Well, the Anchorage Bravo is, yeah.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah. The special anchorage, though, is to the left of the green shaded area.
Oh.
And that's what I was talking about. So special anchorage meaning you don't have to, if you're moored in that area, you don't have to display the day shape and or
mast lights
at night. There's been some cases recently in the state where someone was not displaying the proper night mast headlight, and they were hit by a boater at night. I don't think anybody got hurt, but they were on a mooring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so technically they're supposed to show the proper day shape, sound signals, you know. But it's just something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, I called the Coast Guard about it just to get more information. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to designate every mooring area as a federal anchorage area. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, they're going to get the word out anyway.
So when I think about mooring stuff, too, you know, based on your past experience, are there things that we need to think about, any issues or opportunities that we need to put on our to-do list to consider, you know, besides the green area that Matt just mentioned, green lines, that may be it, you know, the only area that legitimately could be expanded, or I think the question of reviewing the ordinance to make sure that the mooring areas that are listed in the ordinance are actually the mooring areas you want to have in town. So if we take that one, the breakwater one may not be completely representative of what's actually described, but as a conversation piece, you know, is that a legitimate thing that we might want to consider evaluating?
Because over the years, even the brief 3 years I've been here, we're moving out.
Yeah, they are just looking to see how far out from you. You can't interfere with the tugs.
Right.
So that's why this is here.
Yeah. And obviously not the channel, and then the rest
we're
of
out of room.
what I mean, in our discussion before, I don't know honestly if it was at this committee, but discussions about yachting solutions and having to move the mooring balls and this, and there was discussion of, well, we could actually, most of the moorings that we'd have to move, if we reconfigured everything, we could fit them in the same area that we're already using for mooring balls, because they've just kind of nicely been haphazardly put down, but they aren't put down in an organized manner. And I'm not saying that we want to necessarily redo all of the mooring field, but there was discussion of that during the yachting solutions.
Yeah, that was here.
Yep. And I was talking to the engineer, Mike Sabatini, when he reconfigured them on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And the hard part was trying to figure out the swing area of each mooring, because deeper the water, the longer the swing.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually lost ground by reorganizing.
Because you had to go deeper, so you had a bigger scope.
Putting moorings in that deep water is not feasible anyway, really.
Yeah, it's hard to fit, you know, all big boats, all small boats within the swing circles, and then go big boats again. Well, so-and-so sells his boat, gets a smaller boat, puts it on the same mooring with three times the swing room it needs, you know. But on top of that, it didn't, you know, you take 250 moorings in that particular mooring field, and it takes up X area right now. If you reconfigure it, it was like X plus a third.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, but it was
you can get a lot more
area.
Mm-hmm.
So doing it as we have it now is probably more efficient, harder to manage, but, you know.
But in the end, there is an order to it, even though.
Yeah.
I mean, there really is.
I think about it in other places I work, you know, it's like the organic harbor versus the planned harbor.
That's right.
Sometimes the organic harbor is just as good as the planned harbor. But what I wrote down was the question of, is it advisable to reconfigure any more areas, just as a question to consider.
Well, the organic way seems like it has worked very successfully.
My question that I run into is, how much further do you want me to allow people to put moorings out there?
Well, Richard was just commenting on that. Richard?
Well, the water's really getting too deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, in 50 feet of water, how much chain are you going to need? 150 feet of chain?
Mm-hmm.
How much bottom chain are you going to need? I mean, it seems like it's going to be prohibitive to start going that deep.
Yeah. So from my standpoint, at the end of this, at the end of the ad hoc, I need to know how much further before we say, all right, enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
These are the lines. Mm-hmm. And through attrition, you'll get a mooring.
I think at some point that's exactly what's going to happen.
It will.
Just about there.
I'm not saying it's next year.
A lottery system.
How long is the waiting list in Camden? Like 10, 15 years?
Generations.
So having a waiting list I don't think is unusual. And again, we are one of the most desirable
25
spots.
Years ago, there were 47 moorings in Rockland. And they were commercial boats.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. On record, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were a lot of Chevy, Chevy blocks over the northern.
That's all there was. I towed up a bunch of them. That's all I used. Engine blocks.
Engine blocks. Yeah.
But it's a fair question, and I do think at some point a lottery system will end up being in place.
Yeah.
And we do have an order. Somehow it all works where boats are not, crashing into each other. And so something's working organically. So I actually have to agree that the ordering them may not make any sense. And if it's worked all of these years, don't fix it.
So if I were to write down something that's sort of the high level bullet, what would that be related to the conversation that we're having right now?
I think it's got to be organic.
Yeah, I agree.
There's just no way around it, and there's so many, variables. You just can't lay them out like with a ruler. It's not gonna happen.
One of the issues that has always been an issue in the harbor plan is that there's not public access in the north end, and a lot of the mooring fields in the north end, and there's no public dinghy docks. There's there's no ramp.
Good point, Sam.
Something that Rockland has been looking at for a long time is how to get some sort of public access.
Right.
In here.
Yep.
What's that ramp by Steelhouse? There is a
That's the
ramp
apprentice
there,
shops.
Right?
That's the apprentice shops.
That's
and
nice
then
ramp.
Ocean Pursuits has a good ramp right here.
But he doesn't have any water.
But there's no water.
Nice ramp though.
Slaymaker. I don't know who has that now. In here, there was one for a while. Yeah, but
that's a great.
It'd be great to get a public dock in the north end of the harbor.
If the commission would let Bill dredge.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.